Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, Dom and Kroot are the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Tuesday to us all, Dom. The 4 o'clock happy hour, it rolls on from the Atomic Koi, partying in a bar with a lot of fine folks. And we've been joined by a fine guest here at the table. He is Michael Cummins from the Isthmus. Michael, welcome back to the Devil's Advocate. It's been some time, man.
Hey, thanks. Long time. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Michael.
I got to admit, I have not picked up the Isthmus in some period of time. It's been out of publication, yeah. Michael.
Yeah, for 15 months now, I think. Yeah, March of 2020, we were chugging along, and suddenly, it's seemingly out of nowhere, you know, the pandemic basically took us down. Much of our ad revenue relied, of course, on bars and restaurants. And when they closed down, they stopped advertising.
Right.
And, we were a free publication. You could pick up all around Dane County. And without that advertising, we just could not go on in print form. It was a very, very dark time. And, I think it was 23 full-time staffers laid off in one
day. Wow.
Just like that.
Wow.
It was happening all, it was not just happening
sure.
all over the place. A lot of local media, not just local media, though, every business was hit hard. It looked like it might be the end, frankly, for us. But just on a shoestring crew of volunteers, we kind of kept the website going. We were able to get some advertising. Our advertisers were terrific, by the way. Many of them saying, hey, the moment we come back, we'll be back with you.
Yeah.
Many advertising on the website to help keep us going. So we started posting content, and really asking our readers for help. And just an incredible outpouring, from the folks around Dane County to come out and help us keep going through this difficult time. We were fortunate enough that our former owners, Red Card Media, they actually gifted us the intellectual property.
Wow.
Isthmus Brandt. Yeah, no kidding. It was very, very generous. Gift of it. So we suddenly found ourselves set up to maybe continue on. It looked like we could possibly pull this off. And a big thing that we heard from readers right off the bat, is we need you back in print. Everyone loves the website. Website's great. However, there's nothing quite like, wandering down the street in downtown Madison and picking up a fresh Isthmus on Thursday. So we've been working very, very hard, mostly on volunteer labor to make that happen. And the huge news is August 5th, it's finally coming. So, for those of you who live anywhere in Dane County, please go pick up a copy. We're going to start on a monthly schedule, first Thursday of every month, and then we'll see what happens.
See,
maybe we go back to weekly.
And Michael, what did the distribution numbers look like pre-pandemic, and what is the anticipated publication number post-pandemic?
Yeah. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head. It's not going to be quite where it was.
Sure.
It'll be, I'm going to say between 50 and 75% in terms of distribution. I think there's a good chance if you go to the place you used to get Isthmus,
right,
it'll be waiting there for you on August 5th.
Nice.
Can't guarantee everywhere, not everywhere. But again, this is something where we definitely have ambitions. We see signs that we can come all the way back with the help of our readers, the help of our wonderful advertisers, and folks like you helping us get the word out.
Michael Cummins from the Isthmus. They're going back into print on August 5th of 2021. Long, long time coming, eagerly anticipated. Congratulations to the Isthmus for persevering. We know something about persevering through the pandemic.
Right.
My first experience as a journalist was in print. I was an editor at the university paper in college, and those were some late nights, man. You would stay up all night, and if there was some breaking news that merited the coverage, sometimes we'd go to press at 4 or 5 in the morning, and you'd turn in that proof sheet. Nothing felt better in the world than turning in that proof sheet. Do you have any special affinity for print even though it's perhaps the oldest of all the journalistic outlets.
I not only have, you know, I was a columnist for Isthmus for, and hope, you know, maybe will be again for about 6 years before it went down. There is nothing quite like going and seeing your own name in print. You know, online's great and all that. There's something that feels a little bit transitory about it, though. But I do have in my closet a big pile of Isthmuses with my stuff in it. And I keep thinking, maybe I should put that somewhere safe, you know, because I know that all my life that's going to be the thing that I go back to and I'm proud of. Yeah, I just, maybe it's, maybe I'm old school that way, but nothing like having that feel of that newsprint in my hands. And hopefully the younger generation coming up will get some of that appreciation too.
Michael Cummins from the Isthmus. You know, what's obviously a smaller local publication, but we've seen the industry, you know, over the years, let alone with the pandemic, you know, consolidate and people get, you know, laid off and, you know, some of these poor journalists. And we rely on journalists. We've quoted your pieces quite a bit. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and, you know, Madison, the Cap Times and Up North News and the Wisconsin Examiner. There's lots of places to go get good journal, people that actually research and write stories. And when people say, oh, man, we love your show, we love what you do, it's like, well, we totally appreciate that. But what we're doing a lot of the times, Michael, is reading other people's work, you know, and then jawboning about it. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was up to us to go and grab the story, create it, and then talk about it, I mean, there would be two stories a week.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of work getting put into this thing that, you know, folks like us and other products rely on. We read these, and those are the local ones, and certainly the national publications. Well, how do you see it? What do you see for local print journalism going forward? I mean, do you think there is a place long term for, you know, this focused local journalism that perhaps it seemingly everyone's going away from because you got to hire local people to do the local work?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, we're in a lot of trouble if local journalism doesn't survive. You know, in 2018, Brookings did a study looking at places where local newspapers closed down and looking at the financing costs for borrowing for those municipalities. And they established a causal connection between there being local journalists keeping an eye on city government and how much that city government had to pay for financing. It's a real impact, not just a correlation, but a causation, established a causation. It's a real impact, and if you just have folks like it's been happening a lot, kind of, you know, they're based in Los Angeles and they're kind of pretending to be in Madison. You know, you hear the radio, that happens a lot. If you don't have actual local journalists on the ground like we do, you know, really getting in there and questioning people and willing to write, you know, rough stories about our electeds, I hate to say, our elected officials are going to kind of be a field day for them, you know. Big danger of that if things don't go better. But I do see, in terms of nonprofit, especially local media, and we converted to a nonprofit once.
And what does that mean?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we actually are now a 501c3. We took the gift of the brand, the business brand that they gave us, and we applied to the IRS for 501c3 status, and you know. We don't have to pay taxes now, but also
So you're a church then?
We're a church.
Oh, no, sorry,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
But we also do have a mission. We serve the public interest, you know, explicitly now in our, you know, as part of our mission. We always did, you know, but now it's very, very explicit that we do that.
Has that changed the approach of the advertising? Let's say
underwriting.
Does that give you any? Are you limited in the way you can approach the advertising on behalf of clients for the Isthmus? Or is it the same old advertising, slightly different business model?
It's only slightly different. It's a little bit inside baseball. But we now, you know, sponsorship, the difference between sponsorship and advertising was something we had to get a crash. None of us know anything about this stuff,
right?
You know, before. But we are definitely allowed to print, and I want our advertisers to hear this. We are definitely allowed to print true advertisements. You're welcome to come in. Just because we're a nonprofit doesn't mean that we can't do that. It's treated a little differently from tax perspective, but irrelevant when it comes to potential advertisers.
How about local political journalism? Because that's what I look to the Isthmus for. Dylan Brogan, I admire a lot of the work he's done on behalf of the Isthmus. He's probably one of my favorite local journalists, and there's very few local journalists. Mm-hmm. At Madison, there's very, very few. I know a lot of the outlets around the state send reporters to Madison,
yeah.
But in terms of local journalists in the Madison marketplace, I mean, Matt DeFore and a handful of others, but there's not a lot, Michael.
No, they little by little, you would see them at, you know, Wisconsin State Journal or Cap Times, just little by little, it was pared down. Fortunately, Dylan is still very much with us, and I believe he is doing the cover story for the August 5th issue, which is very exciting.
Nice.
I actually don't know what it is yet. I'm looking forward to it just like everyone, to see what it comes to. But Dylan's the kind of guy, you know, who you've seen throughout the years. There are no sacred cows for him, you know. When it comes to good government, and it
I concur.
Yeah, he is basically, you know, it does not matter what it is. He is just dogged in pursuit of making sure that government in Dane County stays good.
And as a state level journalist, I've noted Dylan's articles before on state level politics. I mean, the city of Madison really has a certain responsibility as the home of state governance.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have good political reports coming out of this marketplace, I don't know where you're going to get good reporting out of. So I guess that, to my perception, is also a perspective I see for the Isthmus, because I've always turned to the Isthmus for state-level political insights.
Yep. Yeah.
Hopefully more of that coming, Michael.
We're gonna keep going. We have a lot of the old people and even some very exciting new people, some younger folks coming and writing for us now.
Michael, the former guy in the last administration made a lot of hay, you know, the press is the enemy of the people,
mm-hmm.
right? And we've seen the reports coming out from
his administration. So you're talking Trump, not Walker.
Right, yes, nationally, Trump. And we've seen now this Justice Department under Biden saying, okay, DOJ, we're not going to go after, you know, journalist records and those kinds of things. So when we talk about journalism and news in the national context, there's a lot of doubt being sowed by Republicans specifically, and the former president who lost, and he was on this early, and you see other politicians picking this up. How accurate do you think their grievances and their criticism may be, and how do you think it impacts, you know, just your average person's sense if they're hearing the, you know, a politician that they may revere or respect, or hell, any politician, talk about, you know, news organizations in that sense?
Yeah, I think that it's had a huge impact among a lot of the folks around. And it's a little bit, you know, of course, journalists are the exact opposite, of course, of the enemy of the people. I'm sorry, but if you're someone who is in government and you want to do what you want to do and don't want to be responsive to the people, don't want to be responsive to ethics, don't want to be responsive to good government, then of course you're going to not like journalists, right?
Right?
I mean, yeah, why would you?
They're asking all these questions.
Oh,
they won't go away. They won't leave me alone.
Yeah. Well, that's what journalists are there for, you know, and that's why we have, you know, enshrined in the Bill of Rights, specifically, you know, we have free speech. We have journalists specifically protected in the Bill of Rights. It's because elected officials, power breeds corruption, and something has to be there to put it in check.
And if they can, they'll arrest you and drag you away for doing nothing.
Yep.
And if they can, they'll they'll spy on you. They'll do everything they can.
Absolutely.
And this is in this country with the Republican administration,
mm-hmm.
both here on the state level under Scott Walker,
yep.
when he arrested all the journalists, me included, and of course under Donald Trump when that DOJ, they're spying on all these journalists that were doing stories that they perceived as being against them.
Yeah, yeah. I always tell people, don't think it can't happen here. You know, for one thing, it already kind of is, you know, and don't ever feel too safe. You know, once you put your guard down, that's basically going to be the end of it.
Man, I got eyes in the back of my head. I'm always looking over my shoulder because somebody's always coming for me. Michael Cummins from the Isthmus, the newly in print Isthmus. Find it on newsstands August 5th. Very exciting news. Now a nonprofit. Michael, thank you so much for joining us here at the Atomicoy. Come back with us. We're going to bring on another fine sponsor, our friend Chad's Design Build. He is the official sponsor of the Summer of Love on Field of Love right here at the Atomicoy. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
So sweet, so fine, so nice. Oh my, my mind, my mind. Oh, sugar.
are the enemy of the people.